أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Once again, brothers and sisters, it is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is giving us the success of sitting and discussing His gleaming, enlightening words, the words of revelation, al-wahi al-ilahi, the living miracle that is among us. It is really a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us, and it is the Holy Quran. And even by sitting down, it is a great honor just to sit down and discuss these gleaming, enlightening words. After all, the hadith said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown Himself in His words. لَقَدْ تَجَلَّ اللَّهُ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ فِي كَلِمَاتِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing Himself. This is the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi. He's saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealing Himself, is showing Himself through these words, the words of the Holy Quran. So therefore, how great are these words? Today's discussion of tafsir is Surat Quraysh, Ilaf Quraysh, Ilafihim. This verse has some benefits, and then inshaAllah ta'ala we will discuss what it means. Among the blessings of this chapter, it said, and Abi Abdullah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he said, whoever reads لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشٍ إِلَافِهِمْ a lot, in an abundance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect him in judgment day in a vehicle that is one of the greatest heavenly vehicle, عَلَى مَرْكَبٍ مِّن مَرَاكِبِ الْجَنَّةِ, among the vehicles of the heaven. And that vehicle will take him until he will be sitting on the table of light in judgment day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi had mentioned, it is related to Rasulullah as saying, he's saying, whoever reads this chapter, Surat li'ilafi Quraishin ilafihim, the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him is like the one who had make a circumambulation, tawaf, around the Kaaba, and also as if he had made i'tikaf, means stayed and remained in the Masjid al-Haram, in Kaaba. Also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said that if someone had read this chapter on a food, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that food shifa, a cure, and that food will not harm the person. Subhanallah. So therefore, if you are afraid that maybe this word will harm me, read this chapter and eat the food, and inshallah you will not see any harm from that food. It was a beautiful chapter. This is the benefits, fawaid, khawas, the characteristic of this chapter. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. Now in general Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling people of Quraysh, people of Mecca, that I have bestowed a favor upon you. Therefore, remember my favor. I'm the one who had collected your hearts and put them together and let you have the blessing of this trip as you're going in the trip of winter and another trip of summer. Now, what are these? Inshallah ta'ala, we will discuss. Therefore, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Therefore, let them worship the Lord of this house. رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. What a great honor for that location is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling the Lord of this house, بَيْت. الَّذِي, the one who had fed them while they were hungry and gave them peace and tranquility. Now, before the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the business of Quraysh was that they were taking food from these two places to the other places, exchanging them with whatever is needed and taking back to the other places. You see, if you look, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the blessing and the honor of going to his house in Mecca al-Mukarramah. It is the great honor of Mecca, inshallah, you go there for Hajj. You will see that it is a dry place. It is a place that it's mountainy. It is a very harsh terrain. Yeah, subhanAllah, I mean, it's a place, even Hagar, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon her, she said that this place did not have anything. Hal bil wadi anis. Ibrahim, alayhi salam, he said, ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع. I have let my legacy, my sons live in a place that does not have any plant. Yes, subhanAllah, plants. So therefore, the people of Mecca, what they were doing, they had two trips. One was the trip of the winter, in which they were going to Yemen. And there was another trip that called the trip during the summertime in which they were going to Syria. During these two trips, they were taking food and whatever was needed to, for instance, Sham, Syria, Sham at that time, and still is called Sham. And then they were exchanging for clothes or other beans and food, and they were coming back. And during the trip, as they were coming back, of course they needed food, they needed to live, they were selling, buying. And during the other season, they were going to Yemen, which was the cold season, the winter season, and doing the same thing with Ahl, with people of Yemen. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them. Now, number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored the people of Quraysh by mentioning their names. That's a great honor. When the great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, the creator of this huge cosmos, mentions your name in something, that is worth a great deal, worth a while. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning. Who are these? Quraysh is the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. It is Ashirat al-Rasul. It is the great tribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And they are the sons of another Ibn Kinana. He is the one that was called Quraysh. Now, لإلاف قريش.
What is the meaning of
إلاف? إلاف means to get together. Means the kindness between them. Now, what was happening? لإلاف قريش. As they were taking, as the people of Quraysh, they were having that trip and going to the north and going to the south. During that trip, رحلة means a trip that a person رحلة يرحل راحل means that the person leaves the city, takes a trip, travels to another place. And usually the thing that they were sitting on is called راحلة. Means the thing that they sit on. لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف. So during the trip, when people were knowing that this was the tribe of Quraysh, who were the tribes of Quraysh? The tribe of Quraysh were the ones that they were keeping the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Ka'bah al-Musharrafa, the great honored Kaaba, the cubic house that was built with Adam alayhi salam. So therefore, people were looking at them in a sacred manner, in a holy manner. So people were protecting them. People did not come and bother them in the way. So they were loving them, that these people were the people of Mecca al-Mukarrama, Ahl Quraysh. So therefore, their hearts were joining together. So they were ilfa. Ilfa means the get together in a kind way. لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف. What did they have? They have the two trips. One they were going to the Yemen during the winter time, and during the Saif, which was the summer time, they were going to Sham, Syria time. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I want something from you. What do I want from you? فَلْيَعْبُدُوا. There should be a worship. What kind of a worship? A worship to Rabb of this house. The word Rabb is really beautiful. The word Rabb is one of the words that is inclusive. Rabb is the word that means a teacher, means a trainer, means a discipliner. For a person to be a teacher, discipliner, a trainer, he should be knowledgeable on him. Otherwise, he is not a trainer. Can you train someone for something that you don't know? Therefore, you should be on him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable. So for astaghfirullah, for a person to be Rabb, Tarbiyah, from Tarbiyah, beside being able to train, being able to teach, being able to have that knowledge, he got to have a clear communication. He got to have that talent in giving good instructions. He got to be tough at the time of toughness. He got to be loving and caring and merciful and compassionate at the time that is needed. Yeah, subhanAllah, the word Rabb is inclusive. It has many, many, many characteristics in the word Rabb. Rabb, hadha, this, al-bayt. Now, why it is called al-bayt? The word al-bayt is from al-baytuta. What is the meaning of baytuta? Baytuta is the place that you go and you sleep. Now, how can you go and sleep in a place? Usually, if a place is insecure, a place that you are afraid, whether from your enemies or the animals, or the bugs or whatever that's dangerous, usually it's very hard to sleep. Matter of fact, you may not sleep at all. But when someone provides that security, you sleep easy. And that is called bait. Ya subhanallah. Once again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the honor of going to Makkah al-Mukarramah. You see that that place is called Baytul Haram. It is one of the, it is the most secure place on the face of the earth. Ya subhanallah. If you look, all of these thousands of years, there you don't see any battle or any insecurity that had happened over there. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never, with His will, never bring insecurity to that place. Maybe I think, it's my presumption, that if insecurity happened, then it is the last days. Ya subhanallah. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly made it secure. And people go there, they leave their families, money, whatever that they have here or anywhere else, and they go down there among the millions of people and they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا. They show that submission toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They show their humbleness. They show their weakness. Ibadah is beautiful, brothers and sisters. Ibadah means you stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You give Allah that honor. He is the only one that is worthy for al-ibadah. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. You go there with that kind of a humble feeling. Ibadah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing, said, well, there is a favor upon you that I have. What is the favor? الَّذِي. The one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alladhi at'amahum min ju'a. They were hungry. They were thirsty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them the water, the zamzam, and provided food, provided all kinds of different things. Wa amanahum min khawf. And He took their fear away, gave them peace, tranquility, gave them security. Ya subhanallah. So this is in general the meaning of the surah. This surah, now they have a lot of dispute that this surah is a part of the previous surah that is called Al-Fil. And inshallah, with Allah's blessing, we will discuss that in the next session. It is Al-Fil, it's a part of, but whatever it is, I don't want to get into the discussion of who said what and whatever. This is one surah, and Al-Fil is one surah. When you pray, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. When you pray, you are not supposed to be praying in a rak'ah except two things. One is Al-Fatiha, and the other one is a surah. A surah. Whatever that surah is. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Except there is one, or there's two exceptions. What is this exception? What are these two exceptions? When you pray, if you read Al-Fatiha after Al-Fatiha, for instance, if you read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, that's it, it's sufficient. If you read قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, that's sufficient. If you read, for instance, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, it is sufficient. But if you read Surah Al-Fil, you gotta read with it this surah. So, you read Al-Fatiha, then you read Al-Fil, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ, and so forth. Then again you say بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشٍ إِلَافِهِمْ رَحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. You gotta read both of these surahs together after Al-Fatiha, and or you know, if you're reading again, you can read Al-Duha wa Alam Nashrah. That is, this is the only two exceptions during the prayer. In other words, usually when you read any prayer, you read Al-Fatiha, unless if it's specified. Like, for instance, it is the recommendation is in Surah Al-Witr, Nafilat al-Layl. It is recommended that you read Al-Fatiha, then three times, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, then, for instance, Al-Nas, then Al-Falaq. There are recommendations. But here, in Al-Wajib, Surah Al-Wajib, it is not allowed to read another surah, except when you want to read Surah Al-Fil, then you read Quraysh with it, or Al-Duha wa Alam Nashrah. Inshallah Ta'ala, when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala bless us, we discuss Al-Duha wa Alam Nashrah. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to make us closer and closer to Him. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to let us understand His gleaming, enlightening words and get us closer to Ahlul Bayt. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.